Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I hear a voice. I hear a song. I hear a dance. I don't know what's wrong. But what price these rocks? What motion? What kind of thing is it that these things are doing sitting on the ground here in their pathway as they lead towards the future? Why? Why do they spend this time building upon building upon building, little pieces of stone moving forward, gathering and growing and gathering? I don't think they gather any moss. Well, yeah, they do gather moss every once in a while, and then it just swish aways. In the future, such a beautiful petal, flowery type thing, open to possibility and interpretation and even dance if you're so inclined to that sort of thing. I'm not inclined to that kind of thing because I'm zombie. Zombies don't dance. But there is potential, possibilities, permutations, perambulatory persecutions, and pedicures. And I don't think I've ever had a pedicure, and I think I'm probably going to leave it that way at some point in time. EW, have you ever had a pedicure?
Not a pedicure, no, not at all.
Pedicure?
No, can't even cure it.
Cut them off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Darn, I didn't get to do my poem again this time. Oh, well.
Okay.
Many times you're going to do your poems, and I'm going to rock in right after with a poem.
Ha! By the way, you know that that's all made up as I go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I like to do random. Random is fun. I'm going to fixate on random tonight. This is what tonight's going to be all about. It's going to be random. I want people in the chat room, whoever you are, of couple of people that I see you in there, Keenan, Jack, EW, that zombie Zach guy. Who the hell is that guy?
Never heard of him.
Neither have I. But people will. People will hear of him more. You know, because he's got a book out.
Oh, and he likes the Green Lantern ring.
I don't know why Keenan would think I was more a Green Arrow. Sorry, what did he say?
Green Hornet.
Green Hornet. I love the song. The Flight of the Bumblebee song. That thing is a really cool song. The car was awesome. Kato was the best part of that show because he could actually fight. Green Hornet, he's kind of a big wussy.
Do you know, I actually saw the original, one of the TV shows just recently. Mm-hmm. And he is not, the TV show did not make him out to be a wuss.
Okay, let me rephrase this. The movie, he was a big wussy. Seth Rogen was a big freaking wussy. Okay?
Yeah.
He should never have done that movie. I don't care how much he enjoyed or liked Green Hornet, he should not have done that movie. Because he was clearly showed up by the dude, I can't remember the fellow's name, but the guy playing Kato was awesome as Kato. Seth Rogen, and I know I'm pronouncing his name wrong, I know that, it's intentional. Deal with it, people. he was horrible in that role.
Very.
And it's like, still my best favorite line in the World Ends movie, where it's like, dude, how serious face? You did Green Hornet, for crying out loud. Well, other words as well. But, yeah, Green Hornet, I don't know where you get that, man. I don't know where you get that. I'm more of a Doctor Strange kind of guy. Give me magic powers and swirly light things, and it's like, okay, I'll do that. Or Iron Man. I love Iron Man.
See, you could have been Thor with tits.
No, I don't want to be Thor with tits. however, I did order the issue because I just want to see it. Mm-hmm. And they did the exact same stupid thing that I was gonna. I said they thought they were gonna do. They call her Thor.
Well, we said that. We knew
yes,
that.
I know. But it's not his title. It's his freaking name.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's just not right.
I know. This is what I'm saying. Because it's like, it's dumb. It's one of the stupidest things. Bah. Bah. However, on positive note, Guardians of the Galaxy is number one at the box office again, kicking the crap out of TMNT and The Expendables.
Yeah, you know what's hilarious is I saw a commercial the other day and it says the Turtles are number one. I'm like, yeah, right, number one what?
They were number one for the one weekend.
One weekend.
Oh, and that was it.
Oh my gosh.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, everybody's turtle hype power. Yeah. Okay. Because I've heard other people say, yeah, they really enjoyed the movies. Okay, great. There's always going to be a segment of the population who watch movies. It's going to be that way. But the majority of everybody's like, yeah, it was like watching Transformers. It was okay.
Yeah. Well, from what I got from MB Weston, I'm sorry, who does her review, she did her review Monday. And the way I understood it is it's more of a comedy than it was the action movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, TMNT, the TV show and the comics or whatever, more comedy, lighthearted humor than anything else anyways. And that's fine. I'd be fine with that.
But there was a lot of flaws, and she nail their flaws.
Off, there's Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Who's definitely not in April.
She's not in April. Definitely is not in April.
No, not even close. Okay, she could have been April on drugs and all sexed out and whatever, sure. But that would not have been TMNT anymore.
Well, from what I understand, they didn't even have Casey in there.
He was supposedly in there for like 5 minutes or something.
It wasn't even him.
Some guy with a hockey stick or something like this.
Yeah, but they didn't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was just like they talked to him and that was it. Yeah. And then they
set him up for a part two.
Yeah,
kind of thing. So it's
I'm sorry. There's going to be enough trash talk about it that they're going to make a second movie.
Well, of course. That's why there's a second Superman movie going on.
Yeah, and I just saw somebody else is in it, and they don't know what role this guy's playing, so...
They've got so many stupid people in that movie. It's like, did you people not learn from, X-Men 3, Spider-Man 3, any of those other movies?
Let's make the easiest one of them all. The one that made no money whatsoever that went into debt. The Batman with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay. So Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
The fourth one.
That one, they literally spent all the money to put all these people in there, promo and everything, to a point that they literally went broke, that they could not recoup their money.
Yeah, but that's Hollywood. They do that. They say that. They made their money on merchandise. They did make money. They didn't break.
Well,
law of averages in everything else they put out, they made money somewhere.
Yeah. Well, the Turtles are going to do that. They're going to put out all this product again. And
yep, there's already product out. Tons of it.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you know what's actually for this film and what's not? Because technically, you know, the one good thing they're doing with the Turtles as far as product that is out there that I've seen so far is all been the older product that everybody knew the Turtles to be. You know, now you got this that looks like a bunch of teenagers on steroids, and it's just like,
yeah, no. They can all, no. I'm going to stick with the no. I'll eventually watch it, but I'm not expecting to be blown away by it. Definitely not going to be the entertainment avenue of fun for me.
Yeah.
I'm not really looking forward to too much this year, rest of the year, except for Smaug number 3, Hobbit.
Yeah, tell
that
me.
That one I'm looking forward to.
Dude, that is like the crappiest way to end. Well, no, it's not.
Dude, you did see it, right? Yeah, we had this talk already.
Yes, we did.
I am fire. I am death. Dude! I was so pissed off at the end of that movie.
And you told me, and I was like, yeah, he's probably just pulling my chain, and then here it comes.
Like, no, man. It's like, dude, this is ultimate freaking cliffhanger. I hate you people. I knew the story, so I knew it was going to be there. It's like I'm waiting for, when does Smaug go out and do this? And it's like, do-do-do-do-do. Okay, so it's about 3 hours now. Watch the movie. Do-do-do. Wait a second. It's about to end, isn't it? You bastards.
Yep.
But he ends it, that's a really cool way and a real shitty way to end a freaking movie.
Yes, it is.
But watching it in Blu-ray when it comes out, it's like, yeah, okay, that's fun.
Yeah, well, I don't even think they're going to even kind of plug what comes next yet, you know.
There's a trailer out. I saw a trailer already.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, I think I saw a trailer there a little while ago. It's like, I didn't watch it because I don't... When it's a movie I know I'm going to watch regardless, I don't waste my time watching the trailers because I'm going to watch it regardless.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, this is one of those ones that is probably, of all cliffhangers you could ever put in a film, even better than the second Matrix movie. This is like the best of all cliffhangers.
The second Matrix movie wasn't much of a cliffhanger. It was okay.
It was okay. I mean, for its time, it was perfect. But, I mean, a lot has changed to a point that, you know, ending like they did on this second Hobbit film, Jesus. That's it right there. It's like, you know, you want to just strangle somebody. Seriously?
Yeah. That's what I said. It's like, I was in the theater. It's like, oh, you bastard. And I actually said it out loud. It's like, this guy looked at me. He's like, what? Shut up.
Yeah, it's, And if I had the money, guess where I would go? I'd go watch Guardians of the Galaxy again.
Yes. I've noticed a number of people actually watching it multiple times. Bob Eagleton, whose Facebook says he's gone and seen it 5 or 6 times already. Jack has gone 2 or 3 times to watch it. James has also said he's gone to see it a couple times now as well. I just don't have the time to go see it again. It's not the money issue. It's the time.
Yeah, and that is a big issue, a timing issue, because, you know, with our schedules, shoot, it's really not as easy to do all this stuff, but when you do get a chance, geez.
Yeah, no, I'm itching, I'm waiting for that thing to come out on Blu-ray, and it's like, pop, it's going in my player for a couple of weeks, and it's going to be played maybe at least once every couple of days.
My DVD player is not going to know any other video.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's going to be like, get a new DVD player. You are not putting any other one in me. Okay.
Well, I have the Blu-ray and the DVD player, so I can put one in both and put one in the other, and put one in the computer, too.
There you go.
So I can actually play 3 at a time.
Now, I actually got excited. We went into Walmart. I had to go pick up some medicine, and I went into the Walmart, and,
did you see people at Walmart?
I did see people at Walmart.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I know. But you know how they have those metal detectors when you walk in? Well,
hold on. What, they have metal detectors at Walmart?
Yeah, make sure you're not walking in with a gun.
Okay.
No, actually, I think it's the thing to tell if you're stealing if you're walking out with a
gun. Okay. Stuff. I mean, those are Sensormatic sensors, not gun, metal detectors.
I always tease and call them metal detectors.
Okay, because I've worked in a place where we had a metal detector.
Have you seen the people who walk into Walmart?
That's what I'm saying. Is like, wouldn't they be going off like all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, that's how I was leading up to what I was saying. Is like, oh, you went to Walmart, you saw people. Have you not seen the people of Walmart?
Yeah, I have. But anyway, they cover these things with this, advertisements, and they had the advertisement of Guardians. But I had to do a double take because, boy, I swear they said they had it on DVD. And it turns out it was an advertisement to go see it in the theaters. And I was just like, oh, don't get me excited now.
Yeah, we don't want EW getting all excited, man, because that's just going to be scary looking.
Yeah, I was going to run,
You were going to run through the halls going, whee!
Exactly. I was going to sound like that pig on the Geico commercial.
Okay. Well, backing up to the whole metal detectors in the Walmart, I was going to come back and say, only in America.
Yeah, that's not 100% true.
Only in some Saudi Arabian countries and America. It never happened up here in Canada. You put metal detectors in a Walmart up here in Canada, they freaking revolt.
Really?
Yes.
I'd love to see that.
Yes, we'd revolt by, oh, I'm not shopping here. I'm going to go over there. That's our revolution. Walk around somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
We're just not going to buy from you, because you guys suck. We're going to buy from those other guys who are overpriced and snooty over there. It's like, okay.
I did a... Now, I didn't put it out to where everybody could see it or anything, but I did my own little personal study to check the differences, because there was an article that came out. They were talking about how Walmart is losing out to the local convenience stores, or the local grocery stores. So for us, they just built one next to one of our local grocery stores. So I went and checked those prices out. I compared their prices. And then I hit some other places. And do you know which grocery store actually was the cheapest of them all?
Loblaws.
Who?
It's a Canadian grocery store.
Never heard of it.
I'm not surprised. They will be taking over certain parts of the Walmarts.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, because Walmart's about to close down a bunch of stores.
Yep. And if they do any of them in Canada, Loblaws will probably be buying them.
Yeah, I have a feeling HEB is going to buy them out down here. But
who?
It's the local grocery store down here.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But getting to your point there about Walmart not necessarily being as good as the local stores. That's true.
Yeah.
Walmart can't give you service. They give you a place where they put a big pile of product, and you go in and buy what you like, and that's it. You don't get service. You don't get any doodads. You don't get any fancy crap that goes with it. You go to the enthusiast store, the guy who's like running his own store and stuff. He knows what he's talking about. You want that blue version of this thing? He'll know if you can get it.
And
Walmart won't.
But I will be honest. I've hit the dollar stores, and they're actually better.
I'm not a fan of dollar stores.
Hey, when you walk in and you find, like, I'll give you an example. They've got that, you know, the liquid water enhancers that you put in and kind of flavors your water.
No, I don't actually know about those.
Okay, well, there is this product, and it's pretty interesting. You can turn it into iced tea, you can turn it into Kool-Aid, Gatorade, all those wonderful things.
Oh, wait, that's right. You forgot that you're talking to somebody who only drinks Coca-Cola.
Oh, yes, you're right. That does explain it. Anyway.
Water enhancers? Really?
Yeah, it's this thing you squirt in the water and it changes the
drink water. Drink water! It's water!
Yeah, exactly.
It's not supposed to have a taste to it. If you were going to get a tasted water, get coffee, tea, Coke, something.
Well, some iced teas are actually powdered mixed in water.
I can't imagine that being tasty.
I wasn't going to say it was tasty.
Well, then why the hell would you buy it if you don't like the taste?
Well, there is one. Nestea put out one that's a iced tea flavor in there, and it's if you've ever had an Arnold Palmer, there we go, which is a flavor, it's half lemonade, half iced tea. Really good, not bad. They have one that's like that. Well, in the grocery stores, these suckers cost $3 to $5.
Oh my God, no!
Yeah, for something that's about the shape of an egg. So I went into the dollar store, and guess what I found?
You found a dollar of them.
I found it for a dollar. I was a happy camper.
Okay, fine. We'll be that way.
No, but between the two, as you were saying, Walmart has started losing out drastically to these mom-and-pop shops.
Yeah, because, my doing the comic book thing, I see it exactly the same way. You go to a big box store, it's like, great, they have all the stuff. They have one copy of everything, blah, 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 blah. But when you want to find the alternate copies or you want to find the weird things or whatever, guess what? They maintain to strict pricing controls.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no room to negotiate if you wanted to negotiate. If you wanted to buy five things, do you think you're going to get a better deal at Walmart unless you talk to whatever? They won't give you any deal.
Oh, no. You know what's worse is, you know, they do put out books, published books in like a little, I don't know what you want to call it, but some displays.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to jump through hoops and do all kinds of crazy stuff just to get picked. And then if you're not with that particular publisher, you might as well hang it up.
Yep. And
and I won't tell you who the publisher is. I'll tell you off the air, but I won't say it on the air.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's only three of them.
They're huge.
I know. But the other thing is also they don't have Walmart also came out with their own like iTunes store.
You know, I saw that.
I don't know how well it's doing anymore, but it was a big, look, it's a big competition to iTunes. And iTunes said, who?
Yeah, well, Amazon did the same thing.
Yes. Well, there's actually, realistically, there's like about 20 of them out there. Because Target did one as well. A few other retailers and mass market type thing companies wanted did one as well. They never really got very far. They're just sort of niche-y.
Oh, they're horrible. I mean,
Well, they had some advantages because what they were offering up was DRM free.
Yeah, it stores in the cloud and you can play it, so it never reloads on your computer. And
yeah, so you don't have to actually store it on your computer, just device to device, wherever, you don't actually have to store it. And that's a pretty cool, attractive thing. But iTunes is now doing that too, so.
Yeah, which is really nice. But then here's the downfall of it. If you want it in your computer, you still have to go back and request a download.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But I'd rather have it on my computer and then move it into my own storage.
Whatever.
But of course.
Shortly, I'll have gigabytes of storage in my computer. Giggly bytes. The bits and the bytes. But I'm just going to go on for a little bit because I'm going to take a random roll, because that's what I'm doing. I want everybody who ever listens to this show to go out and buy my book when it comes out, September 30th. That is the official release date now. September 30th. Go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/sassdad.zz. And I got to talk like an American to say that, because otherwise people will get confused.
How was that now? What was
it? It should be facebook.com/sassdad.zz.
Uh-huh.
Just to properly pronounce and enunciate each particular level of element to the expression among nations. Bada boom, bada bang, bada bo, yo, yo.
I'm sorry, I'm American. I didn't understand that.
You're American?
I'm American.
You're American. Go to the separate and succinct, disparate and distinct Facebook page. Like it. Say nice things. I'll be very happy and giggle like a little kid, because that's kind of what I do when I got a book come out, because I'm like that. I will, of course, be pestering everybody to either read, comment, share, and, you know, the whole general, it's Facebook, I'm pimping it, yo, kind of thing. So do not be surprised if I poke and prod you, or others, or poke and prod people with others, because it's what I do, man. Dude.
Why would you poke and prod?
Don't you know the difference between the two?
Yeah, maybe.
A poke is a sharp jab. A prod is actually a consistent application of force.
Mm-hmm.
So you poke quickly, and then you prod and keep them moving.
No, I got that part. I just figured as a zombie, you're trying to see if the meat's tender or not.
Well, yeah. I got the plan, man. The domination plan. Whoa, somebody's going to a book bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. Sorry. I just read the... one of these days I'm going to stop reading my screens while I'm doing the show and I won't go into some random tangents there. Buy the book. Read the book. Let me know what you think. I'm happy to see it. If I'm going to be at Fan Expo at the end of this month, which is going to be the weekend of the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. Fan Expo, big show out here in Toronto. Come on down. Play with us. I'm going to be at the HWA booth. I think it's booth number 5314 in the Festival of Beer South Building. I think it's a South Building. Check the pamphlets, man. It's on the pamphlet. It says where all that stuff is. And I'm sure I'll be posting things online too. Come visit. Talk with me. If you bring me a cookie, I am totally honest here. If you bring me a cookie, I will give you a certificate for probable protection from zombies during the apocalypse.
Oh, interesting. So, now, what happens if they bring you a whole package of cookies?
I will still give you just one certificate of probable protection from zombies during the apocalypse.
Interesting. Speaking of which,
yes.
Did you see somebody else has a book coming out next month?
Greg?
Yeah, Johnny Midnight Tales.
Yep. Love the cover. Weird looking kids like, I'm a giggler, you.
Interesting. Yeah. So, I do have a question also for you, comic book wise.
It's not Green Lantern related, I hope.
No, it's not. It's Spider Woman related.
Okay, so I saw that post.
What the?
Dude, first off, do you know who Milo Manara is?
Off the top of my head, no.
Okay, well, he's an artist, so that artwork is his artwork. All right? So the drawing, the Spider-Woman drawing, that's his artwork. He originally drew and designed and wrote and put out adult comic books.
Gotcha.
Porn and comics, that's what he wrote. He wrote sexy babes. That was his shtick. He does beautiful artwork. He does some amazing drawings and designs and things. It's like, look at that person over there. That's like, dude, that's awesome. Artwork, the design, the backgrounds, everything else goes with it, the whole thing. And then Marvel has him doing all of these special... That's not the main cover, by the way, for the Spider-Woman comic. That's one of the retailer incentive variants. Probably, I think, the 1-in-50 variant or whatever. But that's the thing. Milo Manara has been tapped right now in Marvel, much like Arthur Soydom was during the Marvel Zombies episodes. And he's doing all the sexy covers.
Mm-hmm.
Does some beautiful artwork. I want some of his covers, but it costs too much to get those books because they're part of the variance pricing structure that Marvel's put out. And it's like, so, really? I got to buy how many comic books to get that one? I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's how the variant system works. They have 1 in 10, 1 in 15, 1 in 25, 1 in 50, 1 in 100, and there's even like 1 in 1,000 for one really, really odd type of variant. But it's not for like every comic, and it's not that they do every variant for every comic. They'll pick different ones periodically and say, oh yeah, Spider-Man, let's give him the 1 in 25, the 1 in 50, and 1 in 100 variant structure. Boom. And then they'll get three different artists to do just the different artwork for a cover. Same comic book, different artwork. Mm-hmm. And for the store, they have to buy 100 issues to get that 1 in 100 variant cover. Which means they then sell that book, for $50.
Oh yeah, they'll sell it for a pretty penny, that's for sure.
Because those guys who are the extreme collectors, which I'm not quite full on extreme, I'm kind of sort of okay-ish, not quite fully extreme, but kind of a little bit on that side, they will pay that money for that book, because it has to have it. It has to be in their collection. The collection must be complete.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What? I see Jack is talking about not really having to need his brain, because like, what do you need? You don't need a brain. Yes, so that's how variants work. Milo Manara, he's a great artist. Like he does awesome artwork, but he does a lot of nudes.
Hmm. Yeah, it's it is interesting. I got to give you that. It's a lot different
than what I... Okay. I'm going to giggle at what you just posted, because I was just about to say something about that. That's funny.
It was there.
Okay, well, fine. I'm sure it'll pop up again somewhere. He's not my favorite artist in the world, but I do really like his artwork.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I wondered why they were going that direction.
Well, it's because sex sells. It's always been the case. I mean, Marvel's understood this, but they've just never been able to really capitalize on it well. And as somebody just mentioned in the chat room, that Marvel is greedy. That's what they do. They look at it as how to make money. And they do that more so right now because Disney owns them, and Disney is a money-making empire. They know and understand. What's the button that's going to get us the most money? That one? Okay, press that one. people want to say, oh, look at Disney, it's such a family oriented company. They're like, oh, look at what they do for the kitties. Okay, people, they're the biggest evil empire out there. It's like, seriously, they are I'm going to have to do something about them when it's my time to take over their part of the world, because I will have to probably displace them in some way.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. But enough of that. I think it's time for some intermezzo-idge.
Let's roll it.
This song will be a...
Hey, I said roll it, but I didn't say play.
I know, what the hell? This song is going to be a little bit different than most of the music I normally play in this show.
It sounds like you want them to get your Lucky Charms.
Yes, please. Give her. I do believe that was the end of the song. And for anybody who's interested, that was a band called Tiamat. And I don't know, EW, do you know what Tiamat comes from?
Isn't it tea leaves?
No.
Oh, I was wrong.
Name of a dragon.
Oh.
Ooh, I can't remember which dragon it was. I'm pretty sure I remember what dragon it was.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure you know which dragon it was?
Yes.
Which one was it?
So Dungeons and Dragons dragon. Tiamat was also the, what the hell was it? Bahamut was his queen, and they were all based on Babylonian, what the hell was it? Sumerian or Babylonian, what the hell? Sumerian, that's right. Sumerian, Assyrian, Akkadian, and Babylonian. Tiamat is a chaos monster. That's why I like that stuff, because it's fun, random, and you don't even know what the hell I'm talking about sometimes.
No.
Mesopotamia, I like it. No. I like big words.
Speaking of which, I got a movie for you.
What movie did you watch?
Did you ever see Badass?
Badass, I'm good ass, you're bad. Oh, sorry, I watched a different movie this weekend. Badass, you're going to have to maybe try and refresher?
With Danny Trejo.
Post-apocalypse one?
No, this is the one where he was on. He's kind of like an older man. He's on a bus, and some punks try to.
You've talked about this before.
Well, because they just released the second movie on Netflix.
Ooh.
And I watched it, and it was hilarious. It was with him and Danny Glover.
Danny Trejo and Danny Glover.
Yep, and they took on a mafia, but they were giving each other plugs throughout the, or you know, jabs throughout the whole movie. You know, it was hilarious. It was really good. It wasn't bad, dude. Now, for what some people might not know, Danny Trejo, when he was in prison, he actually was training to be a boxer. And it was his agent who actually saw how he boxed and said, dude, would you like to be in a movie? And he actually got in as a stand-in, and from there it just started taking off.
Yeah, his first one was, I've seen this movie.
I don't know that one.
No, he was the Mexican. That was his whole, that was his name in it. It was the Robert Rodriguez one, Dust Till Dawn.
No, it was before.
That wasn't the first one. Before that was, Antonio Banderas movie.
Nope, before that.
No, it's, oh, crap, what the hell was it? Why can't I remember the goddamn name? that's it.
I'm going there. His very first movie, oh, good Lord, I didn't realize he had that many already.
Oh, yeah, no, he has tons of movies.
Yeah, well, last time I went there, he didn't have this many. There's a huge list now.
No, man.
His first movie was, believe it or not, he was listed as the boxer in Runaway Train. Now, they did list him as a English version voice. This is a new one for something called Project A. So I guess he did a voiceover in 83. But the very first movie he was in was called Runaway Train.
Okay, I'm not saying the movie I first saw him in. Marked for Death. Yeah, I saw that. I didn't think he was all that good in that one.
Yeah,
where the hell is it?
It's beginning. He was
where the hell is the movie I'm talking about? Oh, he was in Jake and the Fat Man?
He was in Death Wish 4.
Yeah, I saw that.
Maniac.
No, man. Oh, Maniac. Yeah, I know. Dude, but, where the hell is the movie I'm thinking of?
It wasn't until...
Desperado?
Yeah, Desperado's the one with Antonio Banderas. That was his first movie that really
set
him over the top.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that's the one that I always remember him in first.
Yeah, most people do, believe it or not. But he's really taken off in his career. He's very adamant against drugs and everything. He's really good at helping kids and so forth. Him and his wife are big time givers.
That's it, what Jack just said. El Mariachi. That's the one I was trying to remember.
Wait, he wasn't in El Mariachi.
No, he wasn't in El Mariachi, but he was in Desperado. El Mariachi is the first one before Desperado.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually have all three.
Well, so do I.
It's kind of cool.
But you know what? You know what else he's been in? He's been in a bunch of bad zombie movies, too.
Yes, he has. I just saw this.
I've seen a few of them. Probably most of them.
They got a new one that's on Netflix. I've got on the list to watch.
Which one?
You'd ask me that. Let me go and pull it up. I'll tell you.
I don't care anymore.
What?
He was in Alias.
I'm curious if this one's good.
He was in Alias.
Yeah.
The TV series.
Yeah.
Well, one episode, but they're still funny.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, he was in Lost.
Death and Tombstone. Dude, I did not know he was in The Crow.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that. Let's see, he did Zombie Hunter, but the one I want to know about...
Hunter was horrible.
The one I want to know about is this one. It's called 20 Feet Below.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Sushi Girl.
No, I'm going to pass on that. That just doesn't sound right. He's in a movie called Smiley Face.
Yeah, apparently he's got a crap ton of movies on Netflix right now.
Dude, look at the names of these movies. Battle for Terra, Urban Justice, On Bloody Sunday, Bloody Ties, Furnace, Valley of Angels, Toxic. He can't be in these movies for more than like 2 days or 3 days and then moves on to something else.
I know a lot about his background and what his agent, because we, you know, working on a film.
He jumps a lot.
It's a $10,000 pay or play contract.
Yep.
So most people will get him in and get him out as quick as possible because they don't want to have to pay more.
Well, exactly. Right now he can command that kind of respect for it. It's like, you want to do the job? Yes. You going to pay me? Yes. You going to do it now? Yes. We done? Yep. See ya. Give me the paycheck. Go. And that's fine. He does the roles that he does perfectly well. I love him in Machete. That guy just rocks that role.
Yes.
I just totally love Machete. I didn't remember. Oh, yeah, he was in Death Race 2. Yeah, yeah. Yep. I'm just scrolling through the rest of these movies. I've seen some of them.
Death Race Inferno. I saw that.
I wasn't so much a fan. I really would have preferred them to do a version of Death Race that was good, like the old version of Death Race.
Right.
So I was like, whatever.
There's, what is this one? Danny Trejo and Jonathan Banks in Bullet. Never heard of that one.
Is that a remake of What's-His-Face's movie from the 60s?
It probably could be.
Yeah. Badass 2, Badasses.
That's funny. That's the one I saw. And
that's funny.
It was hilarious. I did not think... I mean, now, of course, Danny Trejo is the star of the whole film, and according to the IMDb, they're working on the third one.
Well, of course they are.
And I'm like, whoa, it's already in post-production, so they're probably coming out with a crazy name. It'd be hilarious.
Look at all these movies in post-production he's in.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Captain Machine Gun and Cyborg X.
Well, it says that Danny Glover is back.
Yeah, whatever.
In the third one, so that's
287 credits. Shaboom.
That is a lot of credits, man.
And 1983, so call that 20. So that's 25 years.
Yep.
That's a bunch of movies. Oh, well. So was that the only movie you saw this week?
Yeah, because...
Worth talking about anyways?
Well, they put out one of the TV series that I've been dying to want to see from the beginning, called Criminal Minds. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Not my thing. I know the show, but not my thing.
Yeah, well, I'm a mystery suspense person, so...
Really?
I like solving crimes.
What a surprise.
It's fun.
I always find that most of the TV stuff, when they put mystery shows together, like, they do it so blatantly that all the building blocks to solve the mystery are there within the first 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, if you don't know what to look for, then you'll miss it. But most of the time, yeah, I've figured it out before. Sometimes not in the first 5 minutes. They've been getting pretty good where they keep you on edge, but it's usually when they start asking or talking to their perpetrators, you know, their suspects, that I nail it right off the bat. That's who it is.
Okay, I'm going to talk about... I watched 3 movies this weekend.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So I watched 2 classic movies And then I watched a new movie.
Okay, I'm going to go with a guess that one of the classics would have been Godzilla.
No.
What?
No. I even spoke a line from the movie earlier today.
Oh. Well, that doesn't help.
When you started talking about badasses.
Yeah.
I was doing the line, "You're badass." No. "You're good ash. I'm bad ash. Goody goody two shoes. Twink. Goody goody two shoes. Twink. Goody goody."
Okay.
This is my favorite movie of all time. I had a hankering to watch it, so I watched it. Army of Darkness.
Oh, okay.
My favorite movie of all time. Always has been, always will be, ever since the movie damn came out.
Yep.
I can't say enough goodness. It's corny, but it still holds up. Okay, like you can see how they do the effects for like the skeletons and everything. It's the Deadite army and everything. It's like it's not really hard to do now by today's standards, but it still holds up, even as a corny movie.
Hmm.
You know, well, it does for me, anyways. And if anybody else disagrees, they can suck on my little toe. I don't really care because it's my favorite movie. It's the movie I go to watch whenever I feel like watching a movie that is like, I don't want to think anymore. I just want to watch a movie and have fun.
Yep.
Second movie, Dr. No. James Bond.
I'm actually shocked. I did not know you liked Bond.
What the hell you mean I don't like Bond? Of course I like Bond. I love Bond. Bond is awesome. But I like Connery and Moore as Bond.
Thank you. I was going to ask what were the best Bonds to you.
It's like they're the Bond for me. Is Connery and Moore. I don't care which one. I like both of them because they have both different, distinctive, unique styles as far as Bond is concerned. But every other Bond from Lazenby is like, he was okay. Pierce Brosnan, I didn't mind him. He was okay. He had a good style. But he would be the second choice Bond that I would never really go to my way to watch. And then What's His Face is after that. And then What's His Face after that. And then Daniel Craig. I'm not a really big fan of Daniel Craig.
He's in other stuff. I just don't. To me, he's not a Bond.
Yeah. I mean, in the third movie, I liked that one. Like, out of the three movies he's done, the third one I really liked because this had more classic Bond in it. They had the car, they had the gizmos, they had the gadgets, whatever, whatever, whatever. And that really worked for me. But his other ones was like, I'm a rough and tumble guy, I fight things and I beat them up. It's like, that's not Bond. Bond is suave and debonair. He gets through things. Fights happen. But he's debonair.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've had the Blu-ray set of all nine, the first nine movies that they had done the Blu-rays on. And I've never watched it on Blu-ray for a long time. And so I watched do-do-do-do-do, and we have that one scene where Ursula Andress walks up out of the ocean. Like, great scene! And awesome! It's beautiful. I love Blu-ray watching movie stuff and everything else. So then I watched the making of stuff afterwards, and they're going on in quite a bit of detail about how they restored the movie, and then they're showing you some of the things that they fixed, like little hairs in the celluloid imagery that's on the original movie. They're like, this is awesome. Look at the difference between these two things. I went and saw this movie originally in a theater or something like that, or saw it on TV and whatever. But this is beautiful what they've done. They have restored it so well. But, no, one of the biggest things was watching a movie like that. I love to watch the special features. Like, they had all these discussions about various actors and actresses in the movie, what their experiences were in the movie. One of the Bond movies had the Queen of England actually go in the audience to watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Diana, Prince of Wales, was in several of them at the showings, the opening showings or whatever. She loved Bond movies.
Huh.
As it were.
Now, do you have a favorite Lady Bond, or what do they call it? Women of Bond?
Oh, the girl, a Bond girl?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I've always been rather fond of Femke Jensen.
Which one?
Femke Jensen.
Oh, yeah.
She has the one thing where she kills them by wrapping her legs around their neck and breaking them.
Yes, I remember that one. That
was a way to go. I'd like that. Pussy Galore was always a great Bond girl. Just because the names, like, really? That's just, I like it. But Ursula Andress from Dr. No's, she was good. She was the, because at some point they twitched from the Bond girls were good girls to becoming bad girls.
Yes, and I liked that.
It's like, okay, that works both ways, but I like them both kinds.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Well, see, for me it was really hard to decide which one was good. There were quite a few that really did some good roles. God, I'm trying to think the one that Octopussy, the lady that ran the bad side there. I think she did really good.
Pussy Galore.
There you go. Yeah. I was trying to think of her name.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Is like that was the whole thing about Octopussy the movie. It's like Octopussy. What does that refer to? Pussy
yep.
Galore. Okay. There's a lot of innuendo in this movie.
Oh yeah, that was like the one that just really plugged all kinds.
That was
of
like, you can't do that on TV. Yes, we can, because we're talking about kitty cats, not the dirty thing you're thinking about.
Right?
Shame on you for thinking those dirty thoughts, Mister. See?
Yep.
I know what I'm speaking of. And I watched the third movie.
Oh yeah, what was the third movie?
Expendables 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
No. For the first time.
Oh.
So, was anybody surprised that the box office take was so low?
On this particular one? No.
You know what? It wouldn't have been so bad if it wasn't this summer movie season.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. There are so many new movies out right now. This is, as I mentioned earlier in the year, this year it is the most number of box office blast-in-your-face movies that they've ever had. Like, usually it's like maybe 10 or whatever a year. There's 24 new big-budget movies that are being released this year. And they're all, most of them, like I think 20 out of the 24, are being released in this two-month, three-month period from starting in May towards the end of September or whatever. Mm-hmm. Every weekend, there is a new big-budget office blockbuster movie that's coming out.
Yep.
So I think that if it had been the normal, okay, every couple of weeks there's a big office budget movie coming out, Expendables 3 would have gotten the same crowd that they would have gotten from the other two movies. Because even if people had downloaded the movie and watched it, they'd say, yeah, let's go watch it in the theater. It's a better experience. You know? So you were saying something earlier about cheesy lines or whatever in the movies that you were talking about. I can't remember which movie. But the thing that I liked and laughed my ass off in Expendables was, get to the chopper! It's like, oh my god, it was three or four times in the movie. It's like, that's funny.
Right? It's probably the only line everyone likes about him anyways.
I like him in a lot of his stuff.
Oh, no, I'm saying his movies aren't bad. I'm just saying the line that everybody sticks with the most.
Remember how I said I'd save you for last? Yeah, that's right. You said that. I lied. He's so quotable. It's so easy to do him in his voice.
Yeah.
But my favorite line in Expendables 3 was this. So Wesley Snipes is on a prison train being taken to the super maximum prison, and the gang rescues him. Woo! And they're talking the chopper, and dude face Dolph, I think it's Dolph Lundgren, turns to him and says, oh, so what were you in for? Tax evasion.
I saw that in the preview.
Dude, they picked him right up out of jail as he got released, and they went and started filming the movie.
Yep.
So not only did the movie mirror his real life, it was funny.
No, it was perfect. It was like the best line.
It's like, I can't believe you guys did this in a movie, because you're just basically thumbing your nose at the IRS anyways. Because, okay, so he evaded paying his taxes. That's a bad thing, right? You just told them you did that. And now you just told them that you don't care about that kind of thing. And guess what? They're going to keep watching all your asses.
Oh, they will, too. That's the sad part about it. But, you know, what can you do except for poke fun at it?
Yeah, well, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, definitely. You just want to. I know. I can't help it. Jack did it. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Back at the chopper. Yes, and Schwarzenegger was chock full of his little one-liners.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there are 16, count them, 16 preeminent kind of action-type dudes in that movie. Oh, and one girl.
Yeah, who was the girl?
Russi.
Why do I not know her?
MMA.
Oh, yes. Yes, because I do know who you're talking about now.
Yep. She was good. I liked her. I thought she was better as the bouncer. She could move, man. She could do some good wire work.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just really weird and uncomfortable to watch all these guys in this movie and then one girl.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I saw somebody put out a spoof movie poster.
There's a real one. Stallone is talking about doing a female action.
Expendables?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw that.
And I'd still watch it.
Laughing. Well, hell yeah. Angelina Jolie is the front runner.
Mila Jovovich?
There's a lot of names in that one.
Like,
that would...
You could put a lot of good women into a show, a movie like that. It's like, this would be still kick ass. It doesn't have to be lowbrow humor. It doesn't have to be lowbrow video or whatever. Have you ever seen the movie DOA?
Yes. It's been a while, but yes.
It's corny, but, you know, it's not that hard to do.
Yep.
So, I would watch that. But the other thing is, there was a scene that I was going to say. You made me lose my track. Oh, yes. Antonio Banderas is in Expendables 3.
Yes.
His character is the funniest.
Really?
Spoiler alert, people. Spoiler alert. He's got this whole attitude. Oh, pick me, pick me. I want to be part of the team. Pick me. I don't... No, you got to pick me. I want to be in the team. Damn it. Put me in the team. Yeah. You put me in the team? Yay! Seriously. Swear to God, he's the funniest little mother trucker in this movie when he does that whole thing. It's like, you're not an action hero. Oh, wait, you could kind of say that Desperado thing was like that and maybe the Zorro thing was, but you're not an action hero type. But they put you in the movie and it's like, oh, geez, that was just funny.
Yes, that was... I saw a bit. I mean, not a big portion of it either.
And he does that little dance, too. It's like, do-do, do-do, do-do. Yeah, happy, happy dance. It's like, what? It was funny. It was, like, so innocuous and not expected in that point. And then he just does... It's like, dude, that's funny.
Well, and this is perfect timing for him because apparently he's divorcing his wife after 20-something years. It's like, dude, really?
Well, he's got to do something with all that energy. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to do movies again. He's actually really good. I mean, I liked him in the Zorro movies.
Oh, he was great as Zorro, and I wish they would continue that. I mean, I was really disappointed that they stopped.
Well, they probably just stopped because he got married.
No, he was married. He's been married to her for...
I know. That's where they met. Something like that.
You do know who his wife is, right?
Yeah, what's her face? I can't remember her name.
Melanie Griffith.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, they've been married over 20-something years.
Yeah. She could do better.
Oh, yeah, she could do me. She's still hot.
Yeah, she could do me. I'd be fine with that.
Right?
Yeah.
She's still hot. I saw her in a recent photo when they were talking about the divorce, and I was like, damn, she's still hot.
Yeah. But we're not going to go down that road.
No. But nope. I will say, nope. I am going to put together a one hell of a rock show coming up here in just a few moments.
Hey, do people have some suggestions and ideas and things and songs they want to throw at you to, say, play on their show?
Well, how about if I throw in some Kiss, some Nazareth.
Hair of the Dog?
Hair of the Dog.
I love that song.
Well, stick around. I'll do it next.
Okay. That'll be in like 2 minutes. So I'm just going to start the wrap up because, you know, we got a whole process here in like the radio land of where we got to like wrap up the show. So everybody in the chat room, everybody who's listening on Stream Finder and all these other audio listening type thingy me bobbies who listen to it in the rebroadcast archive files and on Facebook or whatever, by all means come on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/afterrot. Come on over to my Facebook page, Zombie Zach. Just look for me. You'll find me all over the place because I splatter all over the place. I'm just cutting and eating and chomping my way through this world domination plan. I am going to kick this world. And buy my book, Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct, Poetry from Me. Just do it.
Right. Is that the end?
Yeah, that was the end.
Oh, okay.
That was my wrap-up.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.